There's an implied connection between chapter 7 and 8. It's as if the word "and" were there at the end of verse 25. And you think like chapters of a book. Finish a chapter, close the book, I'll read the next one later. But if you looked at the book of Romans, it's one big long scroll and there's no punctuation and it's just Greek words one after the other. And someone chopped it into chapters. But chapter 7 leads right into chapter 8. And you mustn't stop right there. Although you could stop there and say, "Thanks be to God through our Lord Jesus Christ." But look at the end. You know, "I'm a willing servant of the law of God. I want to do it. But I'm a slave of sin and I keep doing it." And the good news is this. Look at chapter 8, verse 1. "There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death." Are you aware that you're caught in sin and can't escape? That's a true assessment. But the death of Christ is the treatment. The death of Christ is the payment of your debt. The death of Christ is the end of the covenant that was made between you and sin. And it breaks the power of law that binds you as a slave for life to sin. The death of Christ is the payment of your debt. It's not free lunch. The price is already paid. And it is a gift given from God to end this powerful dynamic in the life of every person in this room. And if you call yourself a Christian, it's because you have made this deal with Christ who has paid your debt and you walk now obedient to Christ. And if you, through folly or rebellion, willful disobedience or accidental, come to a place where you realize, "I have made myself a slave to sin. Oh God, it was wrong. Your word is right. I agree with you. Please forgive me in Jesus' name." There is forgiveness of Jesus' name. There is payment of that debt that you might walk in obedience in Christ Jesus our Lord, following your Lord. And if you step in it again, if you lose your mind and do it again, and you stand and you say, "God, you delivered me from a life of slavery, and I followed you, but God, I did it here again, and then you've forgiven me, and I followed you, and here I am again. Isn't it three strikes and you're out, Lord?" And God says, "Do you remember what I said to Peter? Not seven times, but 70 times seven. That there is a resource of God to every person who turns from sin, who acknowledges that God is right, and when His word shines, when His law shines on us, and we realize, "I am guilty of sin according to God's perfect law. I agree. Oh God, please help me." There is forgiveness for people who agree with God about sin. To get up and to walk following and obedience is the way to not have to have this gut-wrenching exchange with God again. Obedience is how Adam and Eve would have spared all of us the grief. Each person choosing whether to obey or to not obey as God guides, moment by moment, led by the Holy Spirit, shining a light. "Your word, O Lord, is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Let me, with the light shining, walk in a way that I agree with God is the way." Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through Him. That's the sermon. That's me finished. I would like to say to you that, the Eden bus is coming up and the Alpha course is coming up. And we've been referring to this as the 10-10 Project. And so do any of you know why it's called the 10-10 Project? No, you don't. Okay, well, Declan, I'm ready to tell you now what the 10-10 Project is. It comes from a verse in the Bible, John chapter 10, verse 10, and I'd like to read it to you. And as in closing, here's what it says. And here's what's going on Friday night, starting on the 27th. And here's what's going on. We're members of this congregation are going to minister to people who come to check out a bus and video and climbing walls and talk about God. Here's what John chapter 10:10 says. This is what we as a church are doing. The thief comes only to kill and to steal and to destroy. I came, says Jesus Christ, that they may have life and have it more abundantly. Let's pray. Father God in heaven, we have gone through an entire chapter in Romans, and you saw it, and you know why, and we'll trust you for helping us to remember all the many things that were said. But recognizing, Father God, that we have been slaves to sin, and that it leads to death, and that you have called us to life, to eternal life, and to abundant life, rescuing us from the thief, the enemy, the liar who has deceived in order to get us to sin and sell ourselves into slavery. We pray, Lord God, that in Jesus' name we might be set free of sin. We pray, Holy Spirit, that you would fill us and that you would guide us, and that through the Word and the presence of the Spirit within us, that you would guide our paths, that we would not stumble, that you would widen the path beneath our feet, that we would not stumble, that you would help us to treasure your Word in our heart, that we would not stumble, Lord God. And will you deliver us from evil? We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.